take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Dan Hummer, a.k.a. Mr. Big Mac. I'm here with my co-hosts, Eric, Doug, and a special guest tonight. Just met this woman. She's a nice young lady. Sharon, who happens to be our aunt.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Sharon.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Good.
Eric, we got anyone else calling in yet, or is it just us?
It's just us.
All right, well, fuck them. All right, so I'm going to let, because we don't plug anything on this podcast because we're just gangster like that.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, we have to plug this show on our other show.
Yeah. So on the tier list for tonight, let me explain the tier list first. A tier list, we're going to have five separate tiers, and I'm not going to explain the tier list on every show because that would get fucking annoying, so I'm going to stop after this. But we have five separate tiers, and we're going to take popular sitcoms from every era and put them in these tiers. I'm going to have Doug explain what a sitcom actually is after I go over the tiers. But our five tiers are comedy gold, exceptional, okay, barely watchable, and garbage. Doug, do you want to shine a light on sitcoms for the listeners?
Is that a bald joke?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically what a sitcom is a sitcom is a half-hour television show that is basically it's a comedy. So it's basically sitcom stands for situation comedy. So usually it could be a show about like a family or a show about like a certain person or a group of friends or whatever it may be. Sitcoms go all the way back to, I think they go all the way back to the 50s of, you know, 50s, 60s. They really started catching on in the 70s, you know, 80s, 90s. The 2000s still had some decent ones. Nowadays, sitcoms are kind of a lost art, especially since Big Bang Theory went off the air.
Yeah.
So basically that's what a sitcom is. It stands for situation comedy.
Awesome.
I'm pretty sure.
All right, guys. So now that we got that established, let's get into it. We have a various amount of sitcoms to be talking about today. There will be a part two at some point because there's no way we're getting all these. Just
we can't do 100 in an hour?
No.
All right.
We can try, but we cannot. And I think it's only right that we start with what our intro was. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, starring Will Smith. Your thoughts, Doug?
This was a – I didn't watch a lot of this when it was, like, on the air. But I've seen a lot of, like, reruns because this is one of those shows that does get played in syndication. Still to this day still gets played in syndication. Because Will Smith, obviously, one of the biggest movie stars out there. But this was actually a real funny show. I mean, my favorite part about it was Carlton, played by Alfonso Ribeiro, who, you know, dances like I do. But technically, since he did it first, I'm pretty sure I'm ripping him off. But I mean, this was a real funny. Will Smith is fucking is hilarious.
Yeah, he is.
Will Smith's hilarious. Uncle Phil, played by James Avery, you know, he was funny. Jeffrey the Butler, you know, everybody had, you know, a lot of shows. If you don't. If you have a rich family that does not have a wisecracking butler, your show is dead. And luckily, they had a wisecracking butler. What I mean by that is that, like, if the butler is, like, very serious and doesn't crack jokes at his employer's expense, then
yeah.
No. But, you know, wisecracking Butler, a goofy-ass cousin, you know, goofy-ass cousin Carlton, Uncle Phil, who's, you know, he tries to be serious, but, you know, just the fact that every time he wants to kill Will, it's fucking hilarious. So, I mean, I enjoyed the show. I thought it was a good show. I would put it probably on exceptional. It had a 6-year run.
Yeah, same. I'm putting in exceptional.
Yeah, too. I mean, yeah, I'd probably agree. This is one of the shows that I used to watch a lot at Nick at Night when I was a little kid, and that's when I would see a lot of sitcoms and stuff, and this was one of them. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is a classic. Uncle Phil is a great, like, father figure.
Yeah.
Young Will Smith is awesome to see. It's hilarious. Carlton's funny. Yeah, I'd be willing to go up exceptional.
I agree.
All right.
So that was easy.
And now I'm going to toss it to Sherry for our next one because we're going to be talking about Will and Grace.
Oh, I love that show. I just thought all the characters played really well off each other, and I just thought it was a funny show.
How great was Sean Hayes as Jack?
Just Jack, yeah. I used to love that.
He was hilarious, and him and, what's her face?
Megan Mullally?
Yes.
Who? She actually didn't develop the voice for Karen until, like, the second or third episode, right?
Correct.
Because didn't she talk normal in the first episode?
Yeah. And then she developed that high-pitched nasally voice that just made the character.
It's almost like, and trust me, I'm not trying to make a comparison, but it's almost like in, like, the first season of The Simpsons, and Dan Castellano, who voiced Homer Simpson, couldn't get the Homer Simpson voice down till like, season 2. So it's almost like
that.
The same thing, except for Megan Mullally got it, like, it developed quicker.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I thought that Jack and, what was her name? Her character's name? Karen or something?
Karen, yeah.
All right. I thought Jack and Karen were a better part of the show than Will and Grace.
Yeah, they played well. They played off each other very well. Yeah.
So where would you put him, Sharon?
I would put him at Comedy Gold.
I would put them at Exceptional because I'm not necessarily a Will and Grace fan, but it's got more to do with the fact that I thought Jack and Karen were better characters. I thought they made the show more than Will and Grace did, but I would still put him at Exceptional.
I mean, I would probably agree with Doug at Exceptional. I disagree with that assessment because I thought Will and Grace were funny too. And it's the one, to me, and Sharon kind of touched on it earlier, it's the one show where all the characterables are, where all the characters are pretty likable.
Right.
Like, there's no dicks, really. I mean, Grace can be a little sassy, but that's part of her charm. And it was just funny how those two would lay in bed at night and, like, talk about the day and stuff. And I liked their friendship. It was a good show. It was a good sitcom. I'd probably agree it exceptional because I don't think I've seen the whole thing, but what I've seen of it, I've really enjoyed. How about you, Eric?
I've never seen it, so I'll just agree with you guys and say exceptional.
Sorry, Sharon.
That's okay. I'm a big girl. I can handle it.
I'm the one closer to it, so I'm the first one she's going to hit.
You know where I think we need to go?
Where?
It's only you. You know where we have to go? Where everybody knows your name.
Cheers.
Yep.
Oh boy,
my dad's favorite.
Probably one of the most successful sitcoms because it ran 11 years. And got a spinoff, which also ran 11 years, by the way. And really, you know, really kickstarted some careers. Ted Danson's career, Shelley Long's career, you know, Shelley Long's been in some stuff. Christy Alley. Is it Christy or Kirsty?
Kirsty.
All right, thank you.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson. I mean, he's probably the more successful. George Wendt as Norm is just like, he's this guy that just sits at the bar all day just so he doesn't have to go home to his wife. That is, Daniel, that is you in about 30 years.
It's me now. And what was that? That's off topic, but what was that movie we saw recently that Norm was in?
Man of the House.
Man of the House, yeah. I liked, Norm's my favorite character. It's one of those shows, though, it can get a bit tedious if you're not a fan.
Right.
Of seeing everybody in the bar all the time, and they don't really change the set, which is the point, and that's fine. I mean, I think it's always been a great idea, just people hanging out in a bar.
Yeah.
It's a great show. I enjoyed it a lot. I don't know if I enjoyed it enough to put it in comedy gold.
I don't know if you would consider it comedy gold or not. I mean, people did. I mean, here's the thing. After the first season, it was not projected to last the second season. The first season, everybody hated it. Everybody hated it after the first season, and that's going to be like a recurring theme, is a lot of these sitcoms, they really don't start picking up steam until like season two or season three.
Like you were saying earlier, some of them start off great and just peter out.
Exactly. As far as I'm concerned, I would put Cheers, mainly because I wasn't necessarily like a huge fan of it growing up. I've seen reruns in syndication. It's a good show. I would put it in exceptional just because, you know, it is funny. And like I said, Norm and Cliff.
And Frasier, right?
And Frasier after.
And we're probably going to talk about that later.
Yeah. Norm and Cliff and Frasier were great characters. Ted Danson was great as Sam Malone.
Yeah. It's a good show.
So I'd say exceptional. Sharon?
I'd agree with that.
Exceptional? All right, you said exceptional.
I love the theme
too, right?
Song.
Yep. Oh, it's a great song. Eric, anybody else on yet?
No.
Okay.
And as a side note, I was at Cheers in Boston.
Were you?
I didn't go in because they were too crowded, but we did go by the outside of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
That's awesome. That's
cool.
Was the building kept up pretty nice? Or?
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
All right. Now let's take it. Let's do something for the kids here. Saved by the Bell.
Oh, my God.
With the film of Zach Morris.
I love this show. I watch this show every morning. This is my show.
I love this show too, Eric. After school, I would always come home, pour myself a couple bowls of cereal, and watch Saved by the Bell.
Either in the morning or afternoon.
Are you making me,
exactly.
Or did you actually do that?
I actually did that.
Oh.
Especially when it was on Netflix, it was my jam.
I'm not going to comment too much. I've watched it, but I really didn't get into that show, so.
Understandable.
Here's the funny thing. I watched it more when I was a kid, but, like, watching it, like, even when I was a kid, the one conclusion I came to was Zach Morris needed to be thrown in front of a bus.
Well, that's a popular internet show. Now, have you seen that show?
Yeah, you showed me Zach Morris's Trash or something.
Yeah, Zach
like that.
Morris's Trash, and they just talk
which
about
he really is. If you really dissect each episode, what a piece of garbage.
Yeah, and that shows.
He became a star.
He did. I like the actor.
Oh, no, he's a good. I love the actor. I think he's a real good actor. All right, I think Mario Lopez is good. You know, he was good as Slater. Screech wasn't as good a nerd as Steve Urkel.
But he was iconic for the time, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of just say that this show was okay.
I'm going to take exceptional.
Okay.
It's one of those things where if I watch it now, it's going to be a cheese fest. It's cheesy, right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of it's
you know.
From the '80s.
Late '80s, early '90s.
It's going to be cheesy. But for the amount of time I've watched it, and this is kind of opinion based, this whole thing, I enjoyed that show a lot. So I would actually go with Eric and say exceptional.
Sharon?
And a lot of these actors.
Whatever you say.
All right, put it. You can put in an exceptional.
We're putting it in the same tier as Cheers.
Yeah, but here's another thing though you guys got to remember too. It only had a 4-year run. I mean, it kept going because they had all these stupid spinoffs.
Yeah,
24 years.
I mean,
wow.
Yeah,
it seemed longer.
There are shows that have not lasted that long that are good as hell though. A couple we will probably get on this list, but to me, show length, it could always be something with the network or something, or maybe it's not doing well. But that does not necessarily mean the show is good or bad, in my point of view.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, just my opinion.
All right. And a lot of the actors became stars in other shows, too.
Yeah, Mario Lopez.
Tiffany Thiessen.
Is she the one that did the stripper movie?
No, that was Elizabeth Berkley.
Okay.
Kelly ended up in 90210 at the end of that. Zach Morris ended up in NYPD Blue. So,
that's
a lot of good shows there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like that show.
I never really liked Elizabeth Berkley, though, because she has the cocaine eyes.
She's the cutest one. I always thought she was cuter than Kelly.
Moving on.
Well, let's move on to a classic that I'm sure will probably take up the rest of the episode you talking about it. Let's talk about MASH.
One of my all-time favorite sitcoms. And here's the thing. They could get serious when they wanted to. And they did. But they were hilarious. I'm automatically going to say Comedy Gold just because, I mean, that was my show. I was basically, you know, Grandpa watched it, Dad watched it, and I got to watch it with both of them.
Yeah.
Mainly, and here's the thing. It's like, you know, you watch it with Dad, you're basically living with Henry Blake. Because Henry was not military whatsoever. But he wasn't necessarily laid back. He could be a dick when he wanted to be, but he was a non-military dick. And then watching it with Grandpa, it's like watching it with Colonel Potter, who was military, but he was also more easygoing.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say Comedy Gold because, to me, that's where I get half my language from.
I mean, it's a pretty popular opinion. MASH is considered one of the greatest shows of all time.
Yeah, another 11-year run.
I'll say Comedy Gold, even though I wasn't. I watch it whenever I'm at your house, though. So.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm the only one you watch it with, right?
Yeah. Before even that, I never even really watched it. So.
Yeah, the first time I had it on, you're just like, what is this? Because you had no idea what the hell MASH even was.
No, I have heard of it. Just never watched it.
I don't love MASH, but I do respect what it is and what it's there for, so I will agree with Comedy Gold.
Sharon?
Yeah, that's basically why I'm doing that.
It's not my favorite show, but I do understand why it's Comedy Gold.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, it's one of those sitcoms, and again, it's staying quite the cast of characters. Unfortunately, a lot of them are no longer alive. But this is back in this show is back in the 70s.
Yeah.
A lot of good memories from the show. Mainly because we technically still watch it to this day.
The finale was the highest rated finale ever, right? Or one of the highest.
Yeah, and the finale was done as a movie.
Oh, okay.
It did get like what 50 million. It was something absurd. It had big ratings. I remember that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it's like still one or two today.
And here's another little side note. When I was 14 years old, I was in the marching band, and we came from Clarence, New York, down to Philadelphia, PA, to march in the Gimbel's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and we were right in front of the Grand Marshal, who happened to be Loretta Swift.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Hot lips.
That's sweet. I didn't know we had such a celebrity on the show, Shay. Jesus Christ, we should have paid you.
We'll get her contract demand later.
Exactly.
Well, it can't be any
They can't be any worse than mine.
You have a contract?
Any?
No. All right, let's take it modern a little bit.
Okay.
Not too modern, but it is. 8 simple rules for dating my teenage daughter.
Oh.
Now, I mean, we're all about to talk. All I'll say is you can't blame this show too much because it was snake bit because its main star died after the first season in real life.
Yeah, a couple
episodes
into the second season.
Yeah, like he really died. John Ritter died.
Right.
So then they brought in David Spade and they brought in
James Garner.
Not a bad show. I would sit down and watch an episode of this for fun. Not my favorite thing. I would go, okay. Take the floor.
I got into the show after the first season. The first season I got into the show because I thought it was hilarious. I thought John Ritter did a hell of a job. And that was a young Kaylee Coco.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell do you say her name?
Kaylee Coco.
Kaylee Coco, by the way. A young Penny. And then, and Katie Sagal, you know, as the wife of John Ritter, and of course the mother of the kids, the former Peg Bundy, by the way, she did an awesome job, but I wasn't necessarily a fan of the seasons as they went on. I still watched some of the second season.
Yeah.
But then, like, after David Spade got added to it, I was just like, I wasn't interested. So I'm going to say, and I'm not going to blame it on John Ritter's death. I'm just going to say, for me, it was barely watchable.
Well, I mean, I will say this is one of David Spade's more bearable performances, honestly. Like, he's not annoying in this show.
I enjoyed him more in Just Shoot Me, to be honest with you.
That was a good show.
We might get to it later.
I didn't even know it fucking existed, so maybe not. But, yeah, I mean, I'd stick by okay because I don't think it was terrible. But
okay.
What do you think, Sharon?
I didn't watch it very often. I just watched it on and off, and it was an okay show.
Yeah.
I liked it because of John Ritter, and I really didn't watch it after he died. So I'm fine with putting it in okay.
And also, too, I mean, basically they shorten the name after, like, the third season. So it just became known as 8 Simple Rules.
The dad wasn't there.
Yeah.
It was kind of snake bit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really didn't have it. The first season was great, and then it really didn't have a shot because the guy they wrote it about passed.
Right. And how sad
did they write him off?
They wrote him off as, you know, he died.
He had a heart attack or something.
Okay.
He had a heart attack in the grocery store.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. Every character they write off a show, or every death that's, like, explained in some show whatsoever, it's always the guy has a heart attack in the grocery store buying milk.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's what happened in that show you guys used to watch, Weeds. The dad died at the beginning of... In the grocery store buying milk. What the fuck?
Happened in Dawson's Creek, too.
I wouldn't put Weeds as a sitcom.
No, I'm not putting it as a sitcom. I'm just saying in a lot of shows, if a main character dies, he's buying milk in the grocery store.
All
right. I don't have to get milk this week, right?
Moving on. Let's talk about...
So, is it going to go in okay?
What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I haven't
seen
it. So. Not really, so
yeah,
I'll
we'll
say okay.
Off. We'll go okay. I really do think it's more than fairly watchable, so. You got outvoted.
I get outvoted every time we do one of these things. I didn't want to say stupid. Because it's not.
Say, this one's for you.
I was saying, yeah, this was to keep me happy.
So
this was in my contract.
Another good one here. Let's talk about Sanford and Son.
Talk about it.
I don't remember the show that much, other than Elizabeth. I'm coming to see.
Red Fox was basically Red Fox was the black Archie Bunker. You know, but it was one of the more popular shows in the 70s, and they had high ratings up until, I think it was like season 4 or season 5. Because actually in season 4, Red Fox skipped like the entire season because he wanted to get paid. They couldn't figure out his contract. So he skipped it, and that really hurt the show. But it was funny. I mean, I enjoyed, like, the first and second seasons, I think, better than – to me, it's another one of those shows. Picks up steam after the first couple of seasons, but then starts to lose its steam. They lost its steam in season 4 when Red Fox took the hiatus. So I'm going to say – I'm actually, and I can't believe I'm actually going to say this because I did enjoy the show. I'm just going to say the show was okay.
Damn. Well, this is one of my favorite sitcoms. Red Fox is one of my favorite like comedians ever. I love his stand-up. I still watch old stand-up videos of him on YouTube. And this show was awesome. I'm going comedy gold. This is one of my favorites.
Karen?
I can't really comment on it.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't remember it enough to.
All right, so where are we gonna? Are we since it's technically just you and I voting? Are we just gonna put it in exceptional?
Yeah, we got to. It's in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, are we still flying just the four of us?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Next up, we got Taxi.
Man, you guys are bringing out some old. Cool.
We told you.
I love Danny.
Another one I never heard of.
He was amazing, yes.
What was his name, Louie or Lou or something?
Yeah, I think it was Lou.
You talk about a show that breeds stars. Oh, my God. This is a star-studded cast. You got Danny DeVito. You got Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
You got a young Tony Danza.
Correct.
Who ends up being an even bigger sitcom star.
Right.
And I forgot the other people.
Judd Hirsch.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Lloyd.
Okay.
Mary Lou Henner, I think, right, Sharon?
Yeah.
And then there was another guy, wasn't there?
I honestly don't remember.
Yeah. It's such an absurd, stupid premise for a show, but it worked. I would say exceptional, and on the higher end of that. I enjoyed this show. Andy Kaufman was
I have no comment.
Too.
Andy Kaufman and Danny DeVito, I think, were what really made the show. Especially when you'd see Danny DeVito come out of his little box every once in a while. And it's just like he comes out, he tries to be all intimidating, and then you realize he's like 3 feet tall. I'm going to say exceptional, too. Sharon?
I'll agree.
Okay.
All righty.
We should have made exceptional a bigger tier.
Yeah, I was about to say, I need to pick a shitty one.
Since we are a close family, and we are all very good singers, let's talk about the Partridge Family.
Oh.
I think I love you.
Aw.
You mean it?
I do.
I really didn't like this show.
Woo!
I've never heard of it. May I forget?
You never heard of the Partridge Family?
I don't remember.
Is there anything else you watch besides baseball and cop shows and wrestling?
Is there anything else you watch except for wrestling and sitcoms and football?
No.
There you go.
Ninja Turtles.
I do watch
this,
reality
this show,
TV, though. Yeah.
That's okay. We'll do a list on that one of these days.
Okay.
I love this show. When I was a kid, I would...
The way you moved your hand,
yeah, no,
I love it. What the heck? And I'm the gay one?
You can't say that in 2020.
Yeah.
And yes. Yes, yeah. This show, I used to stay home sick, and I would watch this with Mom all day, even though I wasn't even sick. I just didn't want to go to school. But I used to watch the DVD, the first season. I couldn't tell you what the fuck happened in the later seasons, but I've seen the first season at least 52 times. So I'd say
I can't even really complain about the show because I'm pretty sure I'm the one that bought her the DVD. But then again, we've all questioned how smart I am on this show, so.
Yeah, it's one of those, and the family aspect, and that's what sitcoms are really built on, is like the family. And I think this was a strong family. And
who knew Danny Bonaducci, though, was going to grow up to be such a douchebag?
Fuck Danny Bonaducci, but the rest
I don't
of
want
them,
to.
The rest of them are awesome. The mom was a great actress. Good show. Did I say comedy gold? I'd say that's a little much. I'd go exceptional.
I'd say barely watchable.
What?
I didn't like the show.
I thought it was a great family show and how they all work together to keep their family together. I just thought it was really, really good. And who wouldn't want to drive around in an old school bus on tour?
Well, nobody wanted to ride around with our family on a school bus.
And, like, they did some revolutionary shit, too. Like, the episode where they performed in a prison and stuff like that. Like, the ideas were outside the box. They were one of the first...
And that inspired Danny Bonaducci to his new career, being a prisoner.
Yeah. And they inspired a lot of things, too, because they were the first sitcom that did the thing where, in that van, Sharon was talking about... They almost ran over this guy, but they didn't, and then he tried to sue him or whatever and said he was going to get his lawyer. That has been overdone in every sitcom ever since then,
yeah.
And I think they're one of the first ones to do it.
They may have been, yeah.
They're trendsetters, and did you say exceptional share or comedy gold?
What's the highest one?
Comedy gold.
Exceptional.
I go exceptional, too. It's not going to matter because Doug's stupid vote is going to drag us down.
Yeah. Eric, what do you think?
I think exceptional.
Oh,
I
no.
What? I'm already going to get sued by Danny Bonaducci for everything I just said about him.
Well, let's talk about something you have a lot of knowledge in. Modern Family.
Oh.
Modern Family. Oh, yeah.
That's not what I meant to say. What's the one with Urkel? Family Matters.
Oh, Family Matters.
Modern Family's not a sitcom. Oh, that
yeah,
could be a sitcom.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Modern Family.
Yeah.
I don't feel stupid.
Modern Family, it was funny for the first 5 or 6 seasons. And then it just kind of dragged.
Yeah. But those 6 seasons were so damn good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sitcoms that eventually...
Well,
oh.
they fizzle out, yeah. I'd still say we got to quit putting these fucking things in exceptional, so I'm just going to say Modern Family was okay.
And I go on the other spectrum and say it's comedy gold.
I'd agree with Daniel. I thought it's a great show. It really is. It's so diversified with the family. It's just, you know, you got young, old, how they all work together in their dysfunctional way, but yet they don't get along, but they do get along. It's like everybody's family in America.
Yeah.
And it was one, if you're talking about Fameway, it was one of the biggest shows in the country for a while.
Yeah, for the first 5 or 6 seasons.
And Al Bundy was hilarious in this show.
He was hilarious up until the very end.
So
him, Ty Burrell, and Eric Stone Street.
Yeah. And then
it just ended, didn't it?
What?
It just ended last year?
No, it just ended this past year.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'd say Comedy Gold. Where are you going, Eric?
I say Comedy Gold.
Well, that's you.
I watch reruns, so here and there.
Now do you want to talk about Family Matters, then?
Sure, since you brought it up, since you teased him.
Go ahead, then.
All right. Ow, damn it. Family Matters. The show that went 9 seasons and was just basically supposed to be based on the Winslow family. Steve Urkel was supposed to be a one-off character, and but by popular demand, he was made part of the regular cast, and the show basically became about him. And it's a good show, but there are certain episodes, because it's on a lot now, so we do watch it quite a bit. Urkel can be very, very annoying in certain episodes.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Oh, I agree too, but I love the relationship between him and Carl.
Yeah.
It's a great relationship, and Carl and Harriet as parents are wonderful in what they teach their kids. I thought it was a very good show and taught a lot of good lessons.
I completely agree with Sharon. I would also agree that the later seasons, when it started to become the Urkel show, it did get a little watered down.
Yeah.
But when it was just the Winslows, and Urkel's a good side character, but it just became all about him, and then it was like they did sci-fi shit, and he was building robots, and it just kind of strayed away from what the show was. But when the show was about the Winslows and Carl, and even Carl's relationship with Eddie, even though Eddie can be kind of a dick, but that father-son relationship, his relationship with Urkel, even the father figure he is to Laura. Well, he's her father. He's not a father figure. But he's... Carl Winslow is one of my favorite characters in sitcom history, and I do love him and Harriet together. I think Harriet's one of the best sitcom moms in history. So I'd say Comedy Gold.
I'm going to agree with that because, and there were some great, side characters too. Like, who doesn't love Mother Winslow?
And Waldo.
Exactly.
Yeah, Mother Winslow and Waldo. And it was a shame. I actually think that it started kind of getting bad after season 8 because Waldo was no longer there. He left after season 7.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I would say Comedy Gold too, but it's one of those shows though that unfortunately ran its course. After so many seasons, but they found a way to keep it going. So I'll say Comedy Gold, too, Shannon.
Comedy Gold.
All right. Eric?
Comedy Gold. Comedy Gold. Okay.
All right.
I have one.
Let's get it, Eric. What you got?
Step by Step.
Oh, my God. I used to love that show.
I love it, too.
Yeah. It was a really good show for a time. And here's the thing. Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers were also good parents. And, they were basically, they were a 90s version of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, I thought they were a lot funnier. JT and Dana's, stepbrother, stepsister relationship, and he always called her Barky. I would say it was an exceptional show.
I'd say exceptional too.
Okay.
I agree.
The Hummer?
I've never seen it.
Never?
No, I've actually never even heard of it.
Oh, wow.
I think I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
So do you just want
to... So that's with you guys. We're going to check it. All right. On to the next one. The George Lopez Show. One of my favorite shows of all time.
Oh, you're going to hate me.
I already do. Well, let me, before Doug shits on it, let me set it in. I used to watch this at Nick at Night all the time when I was a kid. I love the family dynamic. George Lopez stand-up is absolutely fucking dreadful, but I do like him a lot in this show. He plays a good everyman. It gives you a peek into that Latino culture, and Ernie is one of the best friends of all time. He is hilarious. Bless you. Angie plays the hot wife really well, or whatever her name is. I don't know the actress, but she plays a really good hot wife. Benita, the mom, is hilarious. And I just love the dynamic. Even the mom's dad is funny, the Cuban guy. And I really like this show. I would actually say Comedy Gold.
I'm going to say garbage. Because I don't know. Like, just George, I thought George was a dick. The wife was just, and I'm not necessarily a fan of sitcom wives, because I think the only thing that they're basically there for is to chop off the balls of their husbands. And I think that's what this bitch basically did. The kids were annoying. The mom was kind of funny. And Ernie was a good character. But yeah, no, I hated this show. Garbage.
I didn't watch it, so I'm not voting.
Eric?
I've heard of it. I never really watched it, so I have no comment either.
We got it.
So we just put in okay?
So it's okay?
Yeah. Eric, is it still just us?
Yep.
Did you schedule this for an hour or an hour and a half?
An hour and a half.
All right, we can keep going then, because I'm having fun.
Is it hour up already?
It's almost, not yet.
It is almost. So it's 45.
Yeah. And Eric, you said nobody else is here and nobody else has joined in?
No.
You know, I tried. I got to start getting people to sign documents in blood.
You said you wanted to go old, Cher? Let's go old. Leave it to Beaver.
Oh, my God. That's a blast from the past.
Me and Doug weren't even in the sack yet.
I can't really comment because it's been so long since I've watched it. But June Cleaver, she was a great TV mom.
Yeah.
Always with her pearls on. That was a 60s thing.
I just remember, because mom's always called me Eddie Haskell, because Eddie Haskell was like a little troublemaker.
He was handsome, though.
Yeah, fuck you. But he was like a little troublemaker. I'd say it's an okay show. It aged, it's not for me because it's very old, you know?
Yeah.
It's black and white still. But it is, I can respect it as an exceptional show.
I think I maybe watched like a couple of episodes and then I watched the movie that they did in the 90s. I'll say okay.
All right, I have no comment.
Be fair.
Next, we're going to do Grounded for Life. Another one of my favorites. I like the story of the Finnerty's because they're hilarious. The family never really got along. Like, the daughter, I didn't like her. And the son, like, they're kind of bad people. And that's why I thought it was hilarious. Because in sitcoms, it's always like these clean-cut families. And the Finnerty's were kind of like low. Like, it was a Shameless before Shameless. But in a classier way, too. It was more middle class.
But I just like how they were kind of like dicks that would just scrape by. And but they were like, that is a working class family. That is actually a working class family. That's how they act. More than a lot of other sitcoms paint the perfect picture. That's how a lot of families are. So I, Comedy Gold to me, I've seen the whole show a couple times and I love it.
I think I've seen just a handful of episodes. Okay. And there was a, you know, I don't know if it's necessary, if I would say it's Comedy Gold. I would go as far as to say exceptional just for the points that you made. So I'll say exceptional. Sharon?
I'd almost have to say Comedy Gold with Daniel because it was freaking hilarious.
You enjoyed it too?
I loved that show.
All right, Eric?
I agree with Doug.
All right.
Yes. So we just tied it up.
So you tied it up and we don't have a tiebreaker.
So we put it in the middle between Comedy Gold and Exceptional.
The middle, that's the fourth and fifth tier.
Well, I put something on the borderline last time, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though I don't have much space.
We need at least one borderline.
Different strokes.
Oh, boy. I'm going to get heat for this.
What'd you talk about, Dutchie?
That's the line, right?
Yeah. Well, not what you talking about, Dutchie.
I was talking about Willis.
He was adorable.
Yeah. I never could get into the show. So I'm just going to go out and just say, because I could never sit through a full episode. I'm just going to say, for me, it was barely watchable. And there's going to be about 50 people probably, you know, coming to the, we're going to have about 50 protesters coming to the door in about an hour.
I think Garmick.
You didn't like this show?
Never mind, they're going to Arizona.
Never heard of it.
So it's ass.
All right.
All right. I'd say just okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll put it in okay.
Okay.
Different strokes. Let's talk about
Full House.
Not Fuller House. Fuller.
I say. Boy, this is hard because I loved it. I don't know if it's Comedy Gold.
I don't think it's Comedy Gold, but I do think it's exceptional.
Yeah, I say exceptional.
And it's exceptional because, again, it had a good long run, and it's another one of those shows that really picked up steam after the third season, it really started to pick up steam.
Yeah.
And to me, it's, again, it was an exceptional show. I thought Bob Saget, you know, played Danny Tanner really well, even though he is nothing like Danny Tanner. So, but yeah, I'll say exceptional. Sharon?
I'll agree. Full House is exceptional. It's a.
Are we
going to
do Full House now? Oh.
If you want, I've never seen it, so.
I would like Fuller House better than Full House.
Oh. I've never actually seen it, so I'm not going to, I can't comment on it.
I've seen one season.
All right. What's the next, Daniel? Here's a really underrated one, and it's underrated even though it went for 9 seasons. And for anybody that doesn't know what Coach was about, Craig T. Nelson played a college football coach, Hayden Fox.
He coached at the University of Minnesota. He was the coach of the Golden Gophers. He was a football coach. And, you know, he had Jerry Van Dyke was his assistant coach, and he had, Luther Van Dam. So LVD instead of RVD. And it was a good show. And then, you know, in the later seasons, I think it was season 8 or season 9, they moved to Orlando and formed a professional football team, the Orlando Breakers. I thought it was an exceptional show. I always enjoyed it. Karen?
I enjoyed it a lot, too. I'd go exceptional.
All right. Eric?
I'll say exceptional. I've seen some episodes here and there. Probably more younger when I was younger.
It was exceptional. I mean, I love football, so of course I love that show.
Yep.
Great show.
Yeah.
All in the Family.
Oh boy. You talk about a show that was way ahead of its time.
Yeah, but it would never get away with that shit today.
Oh, no, not at all.
Archie Bunker would be arrested.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. Like, if you really think about it, like, today's answer to All in the Family almost is Last Man Standing. But Tim Allen can't get away with the shit that, Carol O'Connor could get away with back in the day. So, but yeah, no. Like, if they tried to do something like, you know, that today, like, it wouldn't fly, but the show was ahead of its time. I'm going to say Comedy Gold, mainly because, if you think about it, you know, Daniel, Sharon, and I were basically raised by Archie Bunker himself.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, I also think it did a lot of things that was never done on TV before. And it really pushed the envelope. Like, I think it was like the very first episode, Archie and Edith were supposed to be at church. And what was the daughter's name?
Gloria.
Gloria and Meathead were only dating at the time. And Archie and Edith come home, and they're coming down the stairs buttoning their shirts and stuff. That had never been done on TV before because they weren't married.
Yeah.
And so it was groundbreaking. It was a good show.
I mean, and here's the thing, too. I mean, you got to also remember, I mean, in one episode, people tried to get Archie to join the KKK.
Well, I don't remember that.
Yeah. And
wow.
When Gloria gave birth to her son Joey, Archie showed up at the hospital with that, what the hell did they call that, the blackface?
Oh, God.
Yeah, he showed up in the blackface, and the nurse just looked at him like, sir? Because Archie was doing some kind of like comedy thing with his buddies from the lodge, and Gloria's water broke, so he didn't try to wipe the paint off. He just went to the hospital.
Yeah, he couldn't do any of that today.
No, not at all.
Oh, no. No.
All right, and again, it was a groundbreaking show. And even still today, like when ABC did those couple of live in front of a studio audience type deals, and both of them were episodes of All in the Family, they got like 20 million viewers. So people still remember that, and they still kind of, they still like that stuff. But if they were to do something like that today, it would have to be toned down like 100%. Because
you didn't have political correctness back in those days, because it was not politically correct.
No, it wasn't. I mean, the only person that would probably enjoy a show like that, well, they probably would be able to get away with a show like that today. At least our beloved president would allow it.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk too much about that because I'd like to still have a show. But I would say Comedy Gold.
I'm going to say Comedy Gold, too, just because of you know, how ahead of its time it was and how groundbreaking, like Sharon said, it was.
Oh, yeah. I'll say comedy gold.
Cool. All right, guys. We got to ask something. So let's talk about two shows at once. Rob Schneider has had two sitcoms. Have you seen either of them, Doug?
Men Behaving Badly, which sucked.
That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about Rob that was on CBS for a season and then Real Rob that was on Netflix.
Didn't see either of them.
Did you see either of them?
No.
Didn't see either.
All right. Well, let's put him in ass then. Fuck him. Rob Schneider sucks anyway.
Oh, yeah. He hadn't had a good movie come out since The Hot Chick.
Oh, my God.
That movie was good.
That movie wasn't good.
I enjoyed it.
Not good.
Thank you, Eric. So, well, now let's get in trouble. Seinfeld.
Uh-oh.
I'm putting him in garbage. Hated the show. Kramer was funny. The rest of them sucked.
That's the bottom tier?
Garbage,
yeah. Bottom tier, yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree. I cannot stand Jerry Seinfeld. I don't know what was so great about that show. I never found it funny. They were all irritating jerks.
And his stand-up sucked, too. I don't know why anyone would like Jerry Seinfeld. And he seems like an asshole. He wouldn't even give Kesha a hug. Because he's too big.
Garbage.
For he's a piece.
Straight garbage. You're not going to hug Kesha.
I'm gonna say garbage.
If you like it, I didn't watch it.
Garbage.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
we might be out of a show.
Well, now we definitely will because I know your take on this. Let's talk about Friends.
Oh boy. Another popular show.
Sharon, I know you were a fan of the show. You take this first.
I thought it was a funny show. I really did. Joey and Phoebe, I think, were the best because they were so kooky. A bit unrealistic. I mean, because you're not going to be able... I mean, none of them had actual real jobs, so to be able to afford the type of apartments they had in New York City, it's a little unrealistic, but it was a funny show.
I could never get into it. I mean, I was kind of into it after like the fourth or fifth seasons. Like, nothing is funnier to me than I, Ross, take thee, Rachel, when he was going to marry a girl named Emily.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that is just like, that is, I mean, I'm sure other men have done it. I'm sure people that we know of may do that at some point.
Fuck you.
I said people that, I know dumber people than you. You just don't know dumber people than me.
No, I don't.
I wasn't necessarily throwing a shot at you. Give
yeah,
me a minute,
I
and I will. I'm gonna say that it was just okay.
I'll say exceptional because of its reputation. I say
exceptional. I love Friends.
I have to say exceptional.
Okay. Eric, what did you say?
Exceptional. I wasn't a fan of it, but the reputation of it yeah, has to be exceptional.
I probably agree.
Okay.
Fuck you, guys. Let's talk about the Drew Carey Show.
This is a show that should have ended. It hit its peak in season 6. It should not have gone. I think it went like 10 seasons or 9 or 10 seasons.
after season six, they should have pulled the plug.
Why?
Well, one, they got rid of one of the main characters. She left the show because she even realized that it was going downhill.
Who was that?
Kate.
Oh, okay.
Krista Miller. No, Mimi stayed on for a while.
Didn't she stay to the end?
Oh yeah, no, she was there to the very end. I mean, she had. I mean, if they would have gotten rid of her, the show would have died.
I thought it was an okay show.
I say okay.
Here's the thing: it was exceptional up until season six, and by season nine, it was garbage.
Yeah, I couldn't put in an exceptional. I'd go
so
okay.
I'm going to say because by season nine it was garbage, to me that drags it down to just okay.
Really?
Yep.
Yes.
I'd probably agree just okay. I do think in that great moment that I love Ryan Stiles.
Oh, no, they were fine. Like I said, it was just they should have ended it while the iron was hot.
Moving on. Let's talk about Buried with Children.
You talk about a show that probably, I mean, 11 seasons. It was a very funny show, but after it left, the first two seasons, I wasn't necessarily a fan of. I didn't become a fan of it until, like, I think it was season three or season four. But I'm going to say another exceptional show just because of how funny Al Bundy is. Or, you know, Ed O'Neill is Al Bundy. I think he's hilarious because, you know, him and Peg were just like they were the kind of couple that's just like, why the hell are they hate each other. Why are they together? But they were gold together. But I wouldn't say comedy gold. I'd just say exceptional.
I would say comedy gold. I love this show. The kids suck, but I love the show. I'd say comedy gold.
Darren?
I was going to say garbage because I just did not. I didn't like the way he treated. And I just thought he was a caustic bastard.
I mean, it was based on our father.
Well,
it was written about him.
You don't listen to this,
right? I was going to ask him if he wanted to be on, but I had a feeling we were going to talk about this.
He would actually admit that, though. Didn't he like this show?
This was his favorite show. This is his favorite. He used to call himself Al Bundy. He used to call Mom a less attractive peg. All right. Now that Daniel and I are out of the will. Eric, what was your vote?
I'm going to say exceptional.
So two exceptionals, a comedy gold, and a garbage. I think we got to put it in okay, because we're all across the board here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad, but every vote matters. Now let's talk about a show. And this.
We've talked about plenty of shows.
All right, show's over.
Might as well be. Nobody else calling in.
Let's talk. You were talking earlier about how, you know, MASH had an 11-year run, right? And all these shows had great runs. Let's talk about a show that didn't have so good of a run, but in its two seasons was one of the best sitcoms on TV. Sharon, I'm going to let you start with this. Happy Endings.
Oh, that was such a well-written show. The friendships that were involved and how intricate. They were all involved with each other, dating exes, ex-fiancés, but yet they all still got along. The situations they put themselves in, absolutely hilarious. And it's really sad that it didn't go longer than just the, what, two or three seasons that they had.
Yeah, that was one of those shows that got canceled over bullshit reasons with the network, even though it was a great show.
I've never seen it, so I can't.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it either.
I would say I'm going exceptional.
I'd say exceptional, if not comedy gold.
You want to go comedy gold?
I would put it up there.
All right, we'll go comedy gold.
Yeah.
For something done.
That's fair.
A classic, one of my favorites, Soap.
Huh?
Soap.
Oh.
The stuff that Doug doesn't use.
It goes what?
To talk
about. I know. All right. Here's the thing. 4-year run, and It was a good show. It spawned off the spinoff, or you know, it had the spinoff Benson, which had an even longer run. It was more successful, but this really started the career of Billy Crystal. And you talk about a show that was ahead of its time, and they dealt with a lot of controversial issues. To me, because they did that and they got away with it, just like Archie Bunker got away with it. I'm actually going to say that I don't think it was comedy gold, but I definitely think it was exceptional.
I'm going comedy gold. I love this show.
I have no comment about the show. I honestly remember watching it. I just, it's been so long. It wouldn't be fair for me to comment on it.
All right. Since Doug had the phone 3 feet away, I will once again say it's comedy gold.
All right. Eric, do you have a comment?
I have no comment. Never heard of it.
Another one of my favorites, According to Jim. Jim Belushi.
This was another one of those shows. To me, I really was invested in that first and second season. And then I just kind of fell out of favor with it, but I've seen reruns like on syndication. I thought it was an exceptional show. I love Jim Belushi.
Yeah.
I thought it was a funny show. But again, it's been so long since I watched it. I don't really have much more to say than that.
I mean, I think it's Jim Belushi at his best. And now he owns a weed farm. So, yeah, he's living his best life. And he is...
He's your hero.
You know my job, you fucking asshole. But I would say this is comedy gold because I love this show.
Yeah, I'm... Like I said, I'm going to say exceptional. Sharon?
Well, I really do like Jim Belushi in this show, so I'll go with Daniel and go with comedy gold.
All right. Eric?
No comment.
Aha!
All right.
Your turn, Doug. You pick one.
All right. You're going to make fun of me. The Golden Girls.
What? Nothing. Go ahead. Give us a comment.
Yeah,
I thought it was a great show.
I'd put it
right up there to exceptional.
First of all, I am not. If I'm like anybody, I'm like Betty White's character.
Isn't Blanche the bitchy one, though?
No, Blanche is the slut.
Oh, it's my world.
Blanche was the slut. Rose was the dumb one. Sophia was the Sophia was the feisty one. And Dorothy was the level-headed but also sarcastic one.
Like you?
Did he say that was you?
No, he's Rose.
Oh, yeah.
But it was... To me, this show was great because it was four different personalities kind of living under the same roof, but some of the shit that would come out of their mouths... These were four tough old broads. And I loved it. I thought the show was fucking hilarious. I'm going to say comedy gold.
And I agree with you on that because it was just, they had some really golden, so to speak, moments. It was a great show, wonderfully written. The characters were well played, and it was great.
One of my favorite memories of the show was when I think it was Sophia was getting some kind of surgery, like an appendix or gallbladder or something removed, and they lost her in the hospital because they left her in the elevator. And Dorothy and Blanche went looking for her, and they were in the elevator with her, but they had their backs turned, so they had no fucking clue. And there's... And Sophia's so out of it because she's already doped up on the pain med. It was fucking hilarious. Daniel?
I mean, it was a good show. I didn't watch a lot of it because, you know, I'm a man. But I'd probably say I'll stick with you guys. I can't really count. I haven't seen that much.
All right, Eric?
I haven't seen that much, but I'll stick with you guys.
All right, so comedy gold.
Yep.
Gold. And I didn't want to say anything to put it down to exceptional because I'm running out of fucking room in that category. Look, all right, a big one we have to talk about. Absolutely have to talk about. If we don't talk about it, we're getting kicked in the balls.
Okay.
2.5 Men.
Oh. Eric, it's still just us, right?
Yeah.
We went past the original date. No one's coming.
Yeah.
I still have to ask because
I got to keep Eric on his toes because I don't know if he looks all the time or not.
No, I have it right here in front of me today.
All right, then I'll just go fuck myself. 2.5 Men. Started really slipping after, to be honest with you, I think it started to suck after season 6. Because they gave Charlie a fiance that was just a complete bitch. I mean, she completely dragged the show down. I mean, I could not stand this bitch so much that when she did a guest spot on NCIS and got shot in the head, I gave it a standing ovation.
Wow.
I could not stand this bitch. I think and she only lasted like 2 seasons, but she was the worst thing that could have happened to this show.
Who?
Chelsea.
Oh. I mean, Ashton Kutcher sucked too.
He tried, though. He really tried to keep the show going after they got rid of Charlie Sheen, but it just was not the same.
The dynamic just wasn't there.
No, it wasn't, and it was just...
But you can't blame it on Ashton.
No,
however you say his last name.
No, you can't blame it on Ashton Kutcher. John Cryer tried his ass off.
Oh, he was an annoying fuck on that show. I'm sorry. They made him into such a weenie.
Well, here's the thing. After season 5, he just, like... You were hoping that he was the one that was going to quit.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say, even though I do still enjoy watching this show, I'm going to say barely watchable.
Oh, I would just say okay.
Despite the fact that we just watched it for 2 hours, I would say barely watchable.
I was going to go comedy gold. I love this fucking show. I love the brothers because they remind me of you and me, even though I'd be the older one.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Season 3, I think, was their best season, hands down.
Yeah, I mean, of course it got shitty. But Charlie Sheen left. He was the whole show. And Berta is awesome. The mother's even funny. I mean, Jake, the premise of the show got a little odd because Jake grew up. So when Jake grew up, it probably should have been time because it wasn't 2.5 Men anymore. So maybe it should have been done then. But Yeah, it did outstay its welcome. I still think it's an exceptional TV show.
All right, Eric?
Okay, exceptional. I enjoy it whenever I watch it with you guys.
All right, so put it. You got to put in an exceptional because both you said exceptional.
I said barely watchable. Sharon said okay.
You love that show, I thought.
Yeah, I thought you loved it. You always put it on.
I enjoy watching it, but I enjoy watching the early seasons more.
You watch it and you say it's barely watchable.
I didn't say it was going to make sense.
All right. Big Bang Theory.
Take it away, Doug.
I gave the phone to Sharon first because this is her absolute favorite show.
Okay. I thought it was yours.
No, it's my favorite show. I just think, I don't know, it's the premise of it, you have these four nerdy guys that have no idea about anything about life other than their work. And it's just so funny to watch them try to navigate through life and trying to develop interpersonal skills. It's so awkward. It's funny. It's genuine. I did think, though, as the guys matured into becoming normal human beings, so to speak, it wasn't quite as funny as the first couple of seasons because they were maturing. So I still enjoyed the show, but I didn't laugh out loud as much as I did in the first couple of seasons. But it was a show that I would watch that I would actually sit on the couch and laugh out loud.
I don't care how mature Howard Wolowitz got. He was still an immature jackass.
That's funny, though.
I
hated him in the beginning, in the first couple of seasons, but he grew on me.
I liked him since the beginning because he was
annoying. Well,
yeah. So was Cooper Polly, and I.
He's still annoying.
Yeah, him I never really came to like too much. He was there to be there.
But the whole, alcohol gag. You know, he can't talk in front of women until he drinks. That is a part of the show, and it's iconic.
Oh yeah.
He's got to be there just for that.
Yeah.
And then when the first time he talked to Penny, like with the alcohol, when they realized that alcohol could work, and Sheldon and Leonard and Howard were just like, huh? It was just like time stood still almost.
Yeah, and you can't tell me that was not comedy gold.
It was.
It really was. That's why I have to put it up in the top tier.
I would put it up there too. I mean, it had a really good run. They knew when to call it quits. I mean, because the only thing that really still had to be done was Penny had to have her baby and Sheldon and Amy needed to have a baby. But there's only so much further you can go.
Well, the very last episode, you find out that Penny is pregnant. So
right. They
weren't going there.
Right.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of the show and I used to really – I've watched it way too much to say I don't like it. It's a great show. To me, it did kind of lower in quality. Like what Sharon said, I just didn't find it as funny growing. I liked it when they were, like, just geeks, and it is cool that they matured and stuff. I never liked the character of Sheldon's girlfriend. What's her name? Amy Farrah Fowler. I never liked her. I never liked Bernadette. I found them both to be very annoying characters. Didn't like Raj. I loved Howard, Leonard, and Sheldon. And the comic book store owner.
Stuart?
Yeah, Stuart was funny. I mean, if you guys want to put in comedy gold, we'll put in comedy gold.
Okay. Eric, what do you think?
I'll move that. I'll say comedy gold.
Okay.
All
right.
Because I got my way out according to Jim.
I have one.
All right, go ahead.
Boy Meets World.
Comedy Gold. I love this show.
Yep. Comedy Gold. I love this show.
Eric Matthews to me was a great big brother. Eric Matthews and Mr. Feeney to me, that's why I would put it in comedy gold. Corey got annoying towards the end.
But his relationship with Topanga was so cute.
It was, and then when they got married, I mean, to be honest with you, they both became barely watchable. But the show in itself, because you had the other cast of characters, to me was exceptional.
Yep.
I'd say Comedy Gold. I thought it was a great show.
I'd say Comedy Gold, too.
All right.
All right. Doug will go fuck himself once again. Yeah. All right. Right her in.
All right, we're doing Roseanne next.
Oh, fuck. To me, like, this is another one of those shows. The more episodes I watch of the show, like, now, the more I realize how shitty it was.
Back in the day, I used to love it, but I can't stand it. If you put reruns on now, I can't watch it.
That's why I don't put the reruns on now. I'm going to say garbage.
It's more of a 90s thing. Right?
Yeah.
Did it come out in the
90s? Show.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say garbage.
I guess I didn't
see garbage.
Barely watchable.
That's what I would put it at.
All right, Eric.
Garbage.
Jesus fuck! I thought the dad was hilarious, and he's still a good actor. Yeah. I mean, Roseanne Barr's always been annoying to me. The finale twist was just fucking stupid. That's probably one of the worst finales in television history.
It was an hour we'll never get back.
And it just made the last season mean nothing.
Right.
So
what happened?
Yeah. They made it seem like the last season, like they hit the lottery. And it was them living this like big lavish life, but then it's revealed in the end that it was just Roseanne writing a book. And what was his name? Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
Fat guy named Dan. Maybe I should put this in Comedy Gold. But Dan died. So and she was just trying to cope with it. So she just wrote it like that. So the whole last season didn't mean a fucking thing. It basically said everything you watch does not mean shit. And then it's a sad way to end. It's like, what the fuck? He died. So, yeah, garbage.
Okay. All right. We got time for one more, right?
Yeah, and there's nowhere better to end than Home Improvement.
We're definitely doing
it. I thought you were
going to
say Simpsons.
Right?
Yeah. Not anytime soon, but yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Eric was going to say the Simpsons, I believe.
No,
Simpsons aren't technically a sitcom, Eric.
Well, yeah, they are.
Oh, okay.
They are, but they're an animated sitcom. I figured we'd do that at a different time.
Yeah.
Home Improvement?
All right.
Comedy Gold.
Home Improvement. Huh?
Comedy Gold.
This is one of my all-time favorite shows. And I don't know if I'd say Comedy Gold, but I definitely would say exceptional. I mean, Tim Allen was at his best here. He's definitely better in this show than he is in that in that piece of garbage show that he's part of now.
I thought you liked it. You watch it.
Last Man Standing? No. The last couple of seasons of Last Man Standing made me hate Tim Allen.
Well, I agree with that statement because I love Last Man Standing.
I actually like it,
thought-
too. Whenever I watch it.
You like Last Man Standing too?
Yeah, whenever I'm at your house, I watch it with Doug.
Yeah, I like that show. Home Improvement. I just thought he was such an idiot.
That's what I liked about him then, because he didn't try to go out of his way to be this guy that, I'm right about everything. He accepted the fact that he was an idiot.
I just thought it was an okay show.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those shows where,
Tim Allen's really the only likable person besides, well, Allen, the neighbor.
No, Borland. Yeah, you can't hate Borland.
Yeah, but the kids were all annoying. Jonathan Taylor Thomas almost became a star and fucked that up.
Yeah.
The youngest kid was just a geeky dweeb. I mean, even as a little kid, I just wanted to punch him in the fucking face. I know he's like 5 at the time or 8 or whatever. But he's a little fucking dwarf. The oldest son looks like he has about as many brain cells as my big toe. He's a fucking idiot. And the haircuts of that time were trash. I know it was the 90s, but the fucking haircuts sucked. And, you know, my favorite parts of the show was always the Tool Time episodes when Kim would fuck something up.
Yeah.
And
that was the best part of the show.
Yeah, it was the best part of the show.
What was
his name,
Wilson?
Yeah, Wilson was hilarious. Wilson and Al made the fucking show.
Yeah, I
did not mind Tim Allen in this. I liked him. I thought Jill was kind of naggy. But, I mean, I'd say it's an exceptional show.
All right, so Comedy Gold, 2 exceptionals and an okay. Yeah.
We could say exceptional. Gold majority.
Yeah. There you go. All right, Eric, we got about 3 minutes left, right?
Yeah, 2.5.
All right, that was a good list, guys. We're done. Doug, you can go over the list real quick, and then we're heading home.
There will be a part 2 at some point, but it's going to be further down the road.
Yeah, we
got a lot more stuff to get there. I mean, we barely just scratched the surface here, but... In Comedy Gold, we have MASH, Modern Family, Family Matters, All in the Family. A lot of family shows. What the hell is this one?
Happy Endings.
Oh, Happy Endings. According to Jim, Golden Girls, Big Bang Theory.
What's the one we put on the fucking borderline? You know what it is. Oh, Grounded for Life.
Oh, Grounded for Life. Soap. Boy Meets World. That's all Comedy Gold.
Maybe that's not Grounded for Life.
Yeah. I think it is. All right. And Exceptional. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Will and Grace. Cheers. Saved by the Bell. Sanford and Son. Taxi. Partridge Family. Step by Step. Full House, Coach, Friends, 2.5 Men, Home Improvement. N-O-K, 8 Simple Rules, George Lopez, Leave It to Beaver, Different Strokes, Drew Carey Show, Married with Children. Nothing made Barely Watchable. And in Garbage, Rob, Real Rob, Seinfeld, and Roseanne.
Awesome. And we'll see you guys Sunday night. Sorry, Daniel.
Oh, go ahead, Daniel.
This was more of our more praise ones, which is crazy. We praised a lot of these ones. We didn't talk that much shit. So we're going to have to step it up, boy.
I was just going to say part 2.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad for anybody that's going to be – I feel bad for the shows that we're going to talk about in part 2. All right, Daniel, take us home.
There's still a lot more, man.
All right, guys. That was the top tier podcast. That was our sitcom tier list. We will see you guys next week. Sharon, thank you for joining the show.
We'll see you Sunday.
Though you came a long way out, and I just appreciate you for hopping on.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thanks.
We'll see you Sunday night.
Take care, Eric.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Sunday,
bye.
NBA.
Sunday team. Night for the NBA tier list.
Yep.
All right.
No wrestling show this week.
Later.
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 About how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of